This is Douglas Jacobson. I'm Distinguished Professor of Church History and Theology. On April 24th, a third of the world's people will join together in the largest and most globally inclusive religious celebration of all time. It's called Easter. And this year, more than 2 billion Christians from virtually every nation in the world will join the celebration on the same day. This is something that happens only about once every 4 years because Eastern Christians and Western Christians calculate the date of Easter in slightly different ways. Easter is the single most important holiday in the Christian calendar, marking the day when Jesus rose from the dead after he had been killed by the Roman authorities who governed Palestine. Christians view the resurrection of Jesus as promising their own eternal life with God, but they also see it as a metaphor. Around the globe, Christians view the resurrection of Jesus as bringing new life and hope to people who are weary, oppressed, and beaten down by life's burdens. In the last century, this Christian message of new life, renewal, and hope has been embraced by more people in more places than ever before. Once a predominantly Western faith centered in Europe and North America, Christianity is now dispersed around the globe. In 1900, more than 80% of the world's Christians lived in North America or Europe. Today, only 40% live there, and the rest, 60% of the total number, well over a billion Christians now reside in Africa, Asia, and Latin America. This global spread of Christianity has sometimes been described as a southernization of the movement, but it is more accurately described as the global flattening of Christianity. Thomas Friedman's book, The World is Flat, published in 2005, described the world as thoroughly interconnected culturally, economically, and electronically, making it a level playing field for everyone. In the same way, contemporary Christianity is globally flat. Today, a quarter of the world's 2 billion Christians live in Latin America, 20% live in Africa, and 16% live in Asia, compared to 27% in Europe and 13% in North America. Christianity is now the most evenly distributed around the globe of all the world's religions, and influences flow in all directions. Anglican bishops from Rwanda currently oversee a number of Episcopal congregations in North America. The largest Protestant church in Europe is a Pentecostal congregation in the Ukraine, founded and led by a Nigerian man named Sunday Adelaja, who originally went to Kiev to study engineering. The Christian congregation with the most members in the world, more than 500,000 people, is the Yoido Full Gospel Church in Seoul, Korea. The grand old structure of St. Peter's Basilica in the Vatican remains the largest church building in the world, but it is now tied for first place with the massive Basilica of Our Lady of Aparecida in Sao Paulo, Brazil. And the next largest church building, the Basilica of Our Lady of Peace, is located in the African nation of Côte d'Ivoire. Christianity is clearly no longer a merely Western faith. This Easter, Christians from all across this newly flat Christian world, from Egypt to Ecuador, from India to Indonesia, from South Africa to Sweden, and from Kazakhstan to Kansas, will join together in a day of shared worship, demonstrating the breadth and diversity of Christianity and also its global unity. Is this common display of religious fervor something the world as a whole should fear? Should outsiders be frightened at the prospect of more than 2 billion people from all over the world joining together in one religious ceremony? In a word, the answer is no. While all religions, including Christianity, have the potential to do evil, they can also nurture and inspire great efforts of peace and work toward the common good. The new globalization of Christianity is a hopeful sign. By embracing the diversity within their own ranks, Christians globally are learning how to get along with people who differ significantly from themselves. And having experienced what it means to learn from Christians in very different parts of the world, they are becoming better equipped to listen to others as well and to be better neighbors to everyone. The newly flat world of global Christianity may thus be giving everyone this year, Christian or not, something to celebrate on Easter.
This has been an episode of Listen Up, a Messiah College podcast. For more information or to listen to past episodes, please visit the Listen Up website at blogs.messiah.edu/listenup.